Now, broadcasting live from the Hutton Broadcasting Media Center in the heart of Santa Fe, a highly opinionated, intelligent, funny, informed, and sometimes a little too serious, Julia Goldberg. Don't miss a beat, only on the new KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.
Hey there, folks. It is noon 06 p.m. on February 6th, and we are just 1 week and 1 day away from my favorite holiday, which is February 14th, Valentine's Day. It's on a Saturday this year, so you can imagine local romantic restaurants will be doing a brisk business. And joining me to talk about how to make sure your Valentine's Day ends up with a smiley face rather than a frown, Bashia Green, Director of Etiquette School of Santa Fe. Bashia, Happy New Year. It's so good to see you.
It's great to see you. Happy New Year.
So now I'm hoping that, like me, you also enjoy Valentine's Day. I was talking with students yesterday, and they were like, oh, man, Valentine's Day, suckers. I was like, grow up.
Well, I think there's definitely a mixed attitude about Valentine's Day. We all start out in grade school making Valentines for our parents and our classmates, and somewhere along the way, that effort gets transferred to romantic love. And if that's not in your life, then it can be an uncomfortable holiday. It's easy to feel left out. I think the important thing about Valentine's Day is that it is about showing love and admiration for people who you love and appreciate, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a significant other.
Exactly. See, I never outgrew the grade school thing. I get really excited on Valentine's Day, like
I
buy
do
little
too.
Boxes of candy for everybody and cards.
Stationery.
And, it's nice. I'm sure you're better than me, but I try.
But I think it's a nice way to surprise people with a little Valentine in the mail. You don't have to say very much, and you can if you want, but obviously you want to show love and appreciation all year long with sweet gestures, and you don't necessarily need a holiday or Hallmark to be telling you February 14th, don't forget to tell somebody you love them.
Mm-hmm.
But since everybody's being told they're loved and being showered with affection and chocolates and flowers, I think it's important to maybe think of those people who might not be receiving those gestures, and if there's something that you can do to either surprise them or just give them a warm, fuzzy feeling, I would definitely recommend doing that.
It is true that there is assumption. So many years ago, when I was unencumbered by love, I said to some friends of mine, and we were all single, I said, oh, we should all just go out to dinner for Valentine's Day. And they're like, okay, great idea. And then every single person canceled except for one person. And so we went out by ourselves. And you actually know him, but I won't include his name in the story because he doesn't fare well by the end of it. But we thought, all right, what's the least romantic place we can go? And so we went to the Cowgirl. Sorry, Cowgirl people, if you're listening. We just thought, that's not like super romantic, right? But it turned out they were doing Valentine's-y things.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought over two complimentary glasses of champagne, and the person I was with does not drink. This is probably helping you figure out who I'm talking about. And he's like, is that alcohol? Just give it to her. She'll drink it. So the waitress, of course, is like, oh, God, this poor lady. He's on this like sad date with this guy. And
right.
So we order.
He's now been overserved.
Right. Then we order and he goes, yeah, she's having the garden burger. That's all she ever has. And and he's like completely oblivious to the fact that she's thinking, oh, look at this nice couple. This is great. And finally, at the end of the meal, she brings over complimentary chocolates and she says to him, do you eat chocolate? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll eat that. I was like, oh, my God. Thank God you are not my boyfriend. So that's my story. But
well,
I still thought it was really funny. I mean, it wasn't a bad Valentine's Day.
I think that's not uncommon, though, for groups of friends to go out who are not in a relationship. And I think that's the perfect way to go out and celebrate, especially if your alternative is to be home alone, mm-hmm. watching movies, and you're thinking about all the people who are out on date night.
Yeah, and getting all Bridget Jonesy.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the first image that comes to mind.
It is.
Stuffing my face with a box of chocolates and checking my voicemail. You have no new messages.
Yeah, and there's always, I think Santa Fe does a really good job. There's always fun things going on Valentine's
yes.
Day. There's movies at the Lenzic, and there's
plus
that.
This year it falls on the weekend.
Yeah.
So there's always something going on the weekend.
Exactly. So now, but in terms of we've talked about, you know, maybe card and a nice gift for a friend. In terms of like maybe not messing up on the romantic side of things, what are your thoughts?
Well, if you are in a relationship, I think you definitely have to make some gesture. I am in a relationship. I'm married now with someone who will maybe get a card 5 minutes before we go out for dinner. In fact, we might stop on the way at a store. He'll come up with some other excuse like, oh, we have to get milk. And he'll probably run in and buy a card. And those types of last minute gestures where you feel like it's an afterthought doesn't go over well. I recommend for those who are last minute planners, make somewhat of an effort and try to do something in advance so that you're ready, you're prepared, whether that's Saturday morning coming in with a tray of pancakes and flowers or something like that, or planning a nice day out for a hike or taking them to one of the area spas or hot springs or something like that. I think flowers and chocolates are a go-to that you can't really go wrong with.
You cannot.
You just really can't just can't. I mean, my thinking is if it's not broke, don't fix it. So flowers and chocolates go a long way. And there are no shortages of florists, very creative, talented florists, and amazing gourmet chocolate shops in this town.
It's true. We have a lot.
So for those of you who are thinking, well, I did that last year, I want to do something different, it's like, just do it again. It's perfect.
I was in Todos Santos last weekend, actually just getting a birthday gift, but of course could not stop myself from surveying the Valentine's related boxes. And I mean, that man.
The packaging alone.
It's so beautiful in there. It's like you just want to live in this tiny little chocolate
shop. I don't even want to open the chocolates. No. I don't want to rip those beautiful wrappers.
No, you don't.
It's the gorgeous works of art.
So one of my favorite things to do, and I will now reveal myself for being kind of a creep, is I like to go to the grocery store on Valentine's Day and watch all the men in line buying the flowers at the grocery store. I think it's really funny.
Like, wrapped in the plastic cellophane bags.
I think it's funny just watching them. But my
men, remember to take the price tag off of that. And if you can be really quick on your feet and you might even think about putting those flowers in a vase with water before, you know, rather than just walking in with clearly shows like, oh, I just picked these up on the way.
It's true. But I don't have any judgment. I just think it's funny to go watch them. But I will say it has led to a conversation I had with my husband about, you know, his belief that like Valentine's Day is just about like men buying stuff for women. I said, I don't think that's true. I always get you a Valentine. You're like, yep, pretty much.
I agree. I think that there's this thought that men have to do all the work. But I also think that it is a great opportunity to show how chivalrous you can be. So do make sure you open the door for her, help her with her coat, those types of things. Those romantic gestures go a long way, although they should be done throughout the year.
It's a gender-free holiday, though.
But I think, yes.
Anybody can participate.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
always try to be nice on Valentine's Day. That counts.
It's a warm, fuzzy day for a large portion of the population.
I bought my card 6 weeks ago.
Wow. Well, when you see a good one, get it.
It is, because it can be challenging. Mm-hmm. I've been carrying around a card I bought about 15 years ago that says it's got a black heart on the front, and you open it, it says you buy it, you break it, and I still haven't found anyone to give it to. Maybe this will be the year. I can lend it to somebody.
I love it. I collect stationery like that, too.
Yeah.
But then I can't often find the recipient, or I don't want to part with it.
Yeah.
It's so cleverly written.
Yeah, I think this one's funny. I think I could come up with a really funny line of Valentine's cards if I set my mind to it, actually. But we should also say, you know, it's not just about, I think people get cynical about holidays because they think it's so commercialized that it's just people trying to get other people to spend money, which, you know, I think if you can spend it locally, fine. But if you don't have it, that doesn't mean you are shut out from the holiday.
Absolutely. This is, again, about gestures of showing love and admiration for many people in your life. And that can be done by putting pen to paper and putting down some warm feelings, really coming straight from the heart. That doesn't cost any money.
That's true.
So everybody's got a pen and old piece of stationery laying around their house and leaving that at someone's door for when they come home from work, something like that, or a phone call in this age of technology, how nice is it to hear somebody's voice, even if it's a voicemail and you might have to call in and check for messages. It is nice to hear somebody's tone and communicating something from the heart.
I don't listen to voicemails anymore. Except for Andy Prims, because he does weird fake flute solos on the voicemail, so I think that's kind of funny. But
see, you never know what you might be missing.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Bashia Green. She's director of the Etiquette School of Santa Fe. We're talking about the do's and don'ts of Valentine's Day. She's got more tips for you, so please stick around. You're listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe.
If it happened in Santa Fe, Richard Eads is talking about it. Weekdays 7 to 11 a.m. only on KVSF 101.5. The Voice of Santa Fe. Streaming on SantaFe.com. You're wired into the Julia Goldberg Show. Streaming on SantaFe.com.
Hey there, folks. It is 12:19 p.m. here on the 6th of February, 1 week from tomorrow, Valentine's Day. And Bashia Green is with us from the Etiquette School of Santa Fe, talking about the ins and outs of the holiday. Of course, some people are cynical about it, but some people have authentic reason to maybe be having a hard time on Valentine's Day if you have lost someone that you love, either through a breakup or through death. Sorry. I laugh when I get nervous. It's not that I think death is funny. You know, it might be a hard day. So, and you might know people who are suffering on that day. So what's the best approach with that? Probably not my approach, which is like, cheer up, have some candy. Yeah.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that Cupid's arrow can be a bit painful for some, depending on their circumstances. So one, trying to keep track or remember people in your life who are going through a particularly difficult time emotionally when this holiday would really just quite possibly send someone over the edge. That doesn't mean that Valentine's Day is completely out, but that might be an opportunity to send a friend some warm sentiments on paper or just call and check in with them and say, hey, how are you doing? Just a simple check-in. It's amazing how life goes on after someone has passed or a divorce and people's lives resume. But for those people who are in the heart of it, they're still in the midst of those emotions. And having just come off the holidays, you think about Thanksgiving and Christmas, which are very family-oriented. And if you don't have that community around you, and then you roll into January when all of this Valentine's marketing is in your face, you can't help but be bombarded by pink and red glitter and every drugstore you go into, and they bring those cards out right away. So it's just another reminder of, like, I am in a really emotionally vulnerable situation, and now I've got Valentine's Day all around me. So I just think the important thing is, no matter what your gesture is to be mindful that it's not wine and roses for everybody.
It's true. Although, did you see how I got all excited when you said pink glitter? I got happy. I also say, I mean, this is just me, but I kind of like dragging people on my dates. I mean, I don't feel very like it
can
only be
get
the two
people
of
out.
Us. Yeah.
Yes. Just because it's Valentine's Day and you're in a relationship or you're married, it doesn't necessarily have to be date night just for you. This is a great opportunity to think about, you know, let's include some people. Let's go out for a group evening, or we'll go to a matinee and get some drinks afterwards. Whatever it is that would be stimulating and get somebody out and out of their funk is a really thoughtful gesture. Because for those of us who are in relationships, we can have a date night any time of the year. And again, the message about Valentine's Day is it shouldn't just be showing a gesture of affection on that day. Mm-hmm. We should be doing it all year long. So we can certainly share the day with others who might not be showered with love.
I agree. One of my favorite Valentine's Day was Mike and I and a friend of ours who at the time was single. We all went to see Die Hard together.
Perfect.
Although the movie was terrible, the new one. I don't know how they ruined it. But anyway, neither here nor there. Now, another sort of, I guess, minefield is, you've just started dating someone, maybe like in January, and suddenly it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't want to go overboard and freak them out, but can't you can't pretend it's a Saturday night this year. Maybe you're seeing them anyway. What would you suggest?
Right. So for those of you who are in a very young relationship, I think throwing the L word out a couple weeks into the relationship along with roses and chocolates and lingerie could be pushing the envelope and might be moving the relationship a little bit faster than the other person is prepared for. So one thing you can do is casually say, "Hey, Valentine's Day is next week. How do you feel about that? Do you want to go to a movie?" Something like that. And I think that's perfectly fine to do a gesture, maybe a smaller box of chocolates or something like that. But don't go all out. It can still be a romantic evening, but it does not have to be syrupy sweet and filled with love and talking about the future, etc. Now, if you are in a more established relationship and it's been a few months, maybe even longer, I think that your gestures have to sort of grow with the timeline of the relationship.
Yeah. Now, Andy and I were texting the other day about things one should not do on Valentine's Day. It was not a very serious texting, but I was saying, don't get married on Valentine's Day.
No.
Right?
I agree. I think it's a beautiful idea when you're in the midst of it, but if things don't work out, then you have an association with that holiday. The same goes for having serious discussions about the direction your relationship is going. Valentine's Day is also sort of a marker of, well, where are we in our relationship? Everybody else appears to be in love, and I'm not feeling that same reciprocity, and I want to be moving forward with our relationship. I would say Valentine's Day is not the day to have a serious discussion about, so where do you think we're going with this relationship?
Yeah, and it's also not a very nice day to break up with somebody.
No, absolutely not. Again, you
Gina's
don't want
laughing.
That association.
Gina does that every year. Heartbreaks Hotel over here, right?
No, you have to wait.
It's the perfect day.
If you are in a relationship and you're looking to get out, absolutely do not do it on the holiday. You have to fake it through Monday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hang on there. How
you
bad could it be?
You owe it to the other people. If, you know, go to a movie so you don't have to talk to each other, if that is, the stage that you're at in your relationship.
Yeah.
But absolutely no breakups on Valentine's Day.
Bad form.
Really bad form. Bad etiquette.
You heard it here first. Breaking up with people on Valentine's Day, bad etiquette. Now, I would argue, too, I mean, I don't want to, like, privilege sort of, you know, the heteronormative establishment. But I think, you know, there are some restaurants that really cater to the couple who's out having a romantic evening. And that's maybe not the best place for, you know, the family. On
right,
Valentine's
family
Day.
Family night out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now you actually made me think of this because I saw you on Facebook looking for a family-friendly upscale restaurant. I was like, good luck with that, sister.
Right. So depending on the age of your children, not everybody can get the sitter or is going to go on a date night. And some families want to be together. I think you need to gauge the behavior of your children and what age group they are. But as far as fine dining, especially on Valentine's Day and falling on Saturday night this year, I think that most restaurants are probably marketing towards couples. And you'll see a lot of ads for prefix menus. And I think that this would be a good night to take the kids to a louder restaurant, perhaps a more casual one. Takeout is a good idea. Watch a movie at home. This is very much a date night or a group of good friends. This is a more mature holiday.
And last but not least, I think this one seems like a no-brainer, but I heard like literally the world's saddest story about, you know, kids bring Valentine's to school. And I just assumed that all schools had taken care of making sure kids were not left out of this. But I guess in some cases they haven't. And you have a situation where it's like all the kids, you know, popular kids are getting a bunch of Valentine's Day and less popular kids are getting none. And I was like, that makes me want to kill everybody. But I mean, I think parents can probably help guard against that if the schools don't already have policies in place and make sure that if you're bringing Valentine, you're bringing one for everyone or
yes.
that kind of thing.
Yes, it has to be across the board. You could bring an additional one, excuse me, to some of your close friends, or if it's, you know, a little bit older and you have a crush. Valentine's Day in school needs to be equal opportunity for everybody. So if you're bringing, if you're making the effort to do Valentine's, the parents need to be saying, okay, well, how many children are in your class? And think of your teachers. It has to be across the board. You can't leave anybody out.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked when I heard the sad story. I would have thought schools would have taken care of all that.
That age group, that stays with you. Oh, yeah. Because you channel that. At our age, you can go right back and feel that. And just that, that sense of isolation. And I only got a couple of Valentines from a couple of people. And then you see others who have stacks of them. And that's simply not right. And teachers need to be paying attention to that as well.
So no bullying, no leaving anybody out, mm-hmm. no buying things at the last minute, no bringing screaming kids to restaurants. It's weird. This is my favorite holiday because I normally don't like so many rules.
No.
Anything else you want to pass on before we let you go?
I think the most important message about Valentine's Day is that it is not just about romantic love. This is love and admiration for all the people in your life, and especially for those who are going through a difficult time. Make sure you reach out to them in whatever way you can. And Valentine's Day does not have to be expensive.
That's right. And it's not about God.
No. No religion involved, even though it is a saint.
But it's also kind of pagan, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. There was a murder. I've had to look this up so many times. I used to always have to write articles about Valentine's Day, and I can't keep it in my head exactly what it's celebrating.
It's just about pink glitter, Julia. That's how I feel. What it boils down to. A lot of glitter.
Flowers, pink glitter, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yay. Bishi, it's always really great to see you.
Thank you.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Folks, when we return, Andrew Phelps will be joining us, and he's got some information for you. He's from the City of Santa Fe's Emergency Management Office. At least he used to be. When we return, live on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.